and you are tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio. My name is Paige Nick. I'm a general bookie body. I love to read, I love to write, and I love to talk about reading and writing. And I host this show every second Monday where we highlight titles we think you might enjoy. Today's show is no different. Today's show is also brought to you by Exclusive Books. If the book you seek does truly exist, you will find it, no doubt, at Exclusive Books. You can go to them either online or in real life. And, you know, when I walk into an Exclusive Books, I can sometimes feel a little bit overwhelmed. They have so many books on their shelves, and I always have a bit of book FOMO, as I said. I'm scared I'm going to miss the next big read. So shows like this are so useful to us book lovers, because if you've got something that you're interested in looking at, maybe you want to pick up the book, read the back cover, you know, read a couple of pages and see, at least when you walk into Exclusive Books, if any of the titles on today's show interest you, you can go straight to them, have a look, see if they interest you. It kind of gives you something to zero in on. Even if you don't choose one of them, at least it gives you a place to start when you walk into your local Exclusive Books. So I hope we do that for you. And I believe the next title might do that for you. Vanessa Levenstein is here, and she's going to be chatting about a novel called Land, which is by Maggie O'Farrell. So Maggie O'Farrell is a huge international name in publishing. She has won so many awards and nominations. She wrote a memoir that is called I Am, I Am, I Am, and it's about 16 brushes she's had with death. I've read that one, and it was really great. And another title by Maggie O'Farrell that you might recognize is her famous Hamnet. That's won a Women's Prize for Fiction, and it was also turned into a screenplay, and it was Oscar nominated, I think, or Oscar award winning. So she is no stranger, our Maggie O'Farrell, the author. She is no stranger to literature that wins awards. And I have heard that this Land is phenomenal, and it might be up for some awards next year too. So welcome to the show, Vanessa Levenstein. We look forward to hearing all about Land by Maggie O'Farrell.
It took a movie for the world to fall in love with Maggie O'Farrell's books. I have to admit, rather defensively, that I fell in love with her novel Hamnet long before the Oscars came calling. And if you're listening to this, I'm sure you did too. I've read all of O'Farrell's adult novels. The Hand That First Held Mine is a favourite. The Marriage Portrait, which followed Hamnet, was disappointing. Now comes her latest novel, Land, which, as its title says, is just about that. The book is especially close to the author's heart, and it is inspired by the life of her great-great-grandfather. In fact, she dedicates it to my family, past, present, and future. O'Farrell has said that she came across a hand-drawn map of an imaginary place and a family photograph of a mapmaker with his son. This led her to research the Ordnance Survey, Britain's national mapping agency. They remapped, and by doing so, appropriated Ireland. The Irish, working under the Redcoats, the British, were not even allowed to sign their names on their map work. Set in Ireland in 1865, we meet Thomas, a mapmaker tasked with surveying a country that was reeling from the Great Hunger. While working alongside his young son Liam, Thomas has an epiphany. My point is, there needs to be a map of how this land really is. He goes on to say, maps are acts of colonization, enemy tools that must be destroyed. At this stage, in an act of madness, or absolute clarity, Thomas uproots his family from the city and settles in an isolated cottage next to a pool, so circular, of such depth, and so hidden. It's a place where 1,000 years earlier, a young girl and her dog stood beside magical waters and spoke to a fish that coveted the young girl's ring. It's also a place where 5 generations of families made their home before the great hunger swallowed them. The author weaves in Thomas's own childhood. Raised in a workhouse, think Dickens, Thomas's intelligence and resilience forged his survival. While Land is being hacked up, we know only too well the repercussions this has on families whose lives become fragmented. Thomas's role as breadwinner has been compromised by his activism. There's this priest who tortures in the name of healing, and he becomes a strong role model for Thomas's son Liam, who sadly now sees his very own father as weak. In turn, the son is afraid his father will see him as weak as the young boy licks the salt from his lips and tries not to shiver. His father does not like to see him affected by weather, a sign of weakness. The novel is layered with themes of colonization, patriarchy, gender equality, and myth. But the characters seem just too archetypal. A mute brother, a sister taking on her brother's identity, and a reincarnated dog. Perhaps all these dimensions leave it feeling a bit one-dimensional. However, there's much that's relatable. I'm not even going to go into South Africa's own tragic land history. I mean, it's quite ironic that I am sitting here doing a review on land from Artscape, which used to be called the Nico Maland Theatre. So the naming of land and the naming of places is really, really significant. O'Farrell is a phenomenal storyteller, and she quite literally maps out new worlds and people in them. But land gets too airy-fairy, even if Ireland is home of fae folk. But there's enough here to say, if you love O'Farrell, read it.
Thank you so much, Vanessa, for telling us all about Land by Maggie O'Farrell. Her fans have really enjoyed this one. I haven't read it yet, but it's on my list. FMR.